The Bell Verdict and Race again in the National Dialogue. We're joined by NPR News Analyst Juan Williams, a regular Friday guest on Day to Day. Juan, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So how is this going to play in the national story about Senator Obama's campaign and the issue of race in that, a front page story on the New York Times yesterday?
It's very interesting. In a sense, I think it's ghost of racial tensions past. I'm in New York today, and the way that the Bell verdict is being played here is one of anxiety over the possibility of civil unrest, riots, or people acting out anger on the part of the black community. It takes you again back to something more like the 60s and that kind of anxiety and anger on the street, the potential for it at least. And in the case of Barack Obama, the way that it relates is I think it points out differences in black-white perceptions. If you think about, for example, this week, Reverend Wright, Jeremiah Wright, coming front and center in terms of Barack Obama's campaign, he speaks with a lot of anger, and he says he's speaking to people who are really feeling hurt, and his opinions are being distorted and played for advantage by a white media. All of this, I think, plays to what some people had seen as past racial issues in America, and that Barack Obama was America's future and he was transcending race. And somehow, Alex, on this day, we're very much back in the middle of it.
You mentioned Reverend Jeremiah Wright. I saw him last night, the lead on ABC News, a clip from these interviews that are playing tonight. Bill Moyers on PBS has a lengthy interview with him. I actually thought this might help Senator Obama, because when you see Reverend Wright talking about the clips that have been played, and when you see him, he seems like a much more reasonable person.
His demeanor is just low-key. He seems as if he's a thoughtful person, and he claims that his words were taken out of context. And again, he appeals to the idea that there was media distortion. The problem here is twofold. One, the very fact of the interview and the fact that he's going to have a speech in Detroit at an NAACP meeting and then go on to Washington, the National Press Club on Monday, makes him now the focus of attention. And it's a focus of very negative attention, because you can imagine this is an opportunity for any of the networks to play more of the incendiary clips about, you know, KKK USA or the God blank America comment. Those are powerful things, and I think they have not helped Barack Obama, especially with white working class voters, the very voters that he has been unable to get a hold of in his effort to, what we in the political circle have said in cliche terms, is close the deal, finally defeat Hillary Clinton. When you look back at the results from Pennsylvania this week, what you see is his failure with that constituency was central to his defeat.
Well, what does Senator Obama do now want? Does he just wait for this to go away, or does he have to get out in the next few days, make another speech, take some kind of stance?
This is the hard part. Exactly how do you deal with Reverend Wright being all over the airwaves in advance then of the May 6th primaries in North Carolina and Indiana? Indiana is just so critical. If Barack Obama is able to win there, he's likely to win in North Carolina. The betting is he wins in North Carolina. But if he is able to hold off Hillary Clinton in Indiana, then it would be seen that he really has this thing in hand. But here comes more of these issues just to drag him down. So if he speaks to it, he adds fuel to the fire. If he doesn't speak to it, he allows the dynamic to stay in place. He's just caught, and I think that's the frustration they're feeling inside the campaign.
Remind me never to run for president. Analysis from NPR's Juan Williams, a regular guest on Fridays here on Day to Day. Juan, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.